Hello.
Hello, Leo.
Yes.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Happy Monday, right?
Of course.
I was asked to give you a call regarding the Google Guarantee.
Okay.
Did you request that call?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So I've done a lot of research in your area, and I've been offering Google Guarantee for the past 6 years that it's been a program through Google, and not every area has an opening. So right now for your industry and your area, I have you as a general contractor, right?
Correct.
It's not available.
Remodeling contractor.
Yeah, it's not available in your area yet, unfortunately. I wish that it was. And they open up new areas all the time. Every quarter they give new keywords and they give new areas. And unfortunately, general contractor, remodeling contractor, kitchens, bathrooms, even handyman isn't available in your area yet.
Okay. If it was available, how would the program work?
If it was available, the cost is a one-time upfront cost of $250 that goes to get your company background checked and yourself background checked just to do a verification. And that's what the guarantee is. So the guarantee is to the general public, and it's guaranteeing that your work is quality and that they're backing you with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So, for example, if something ever went wrong and they were able to prove that something went wrong and that you weren't willing to make it right within the first 30 days, then Google would pay them out $2,000 worth of insurance. But we haven't known any companies that have had to use that. It's just what the guarantee is to the public.
Sure.
So that's what it is to be listed in that guaranteed section. You're then a guaranteed provider. You have the Google Guaranteed badge, which definitely sets you apart from your competitors and puts you into a primary position. And then beyond that, it's cost per qualified lead. So once you're listed up there, then the prospects will go up there in that sponsored Google Guaranteed section. They'll click on your name and they will look at your accolades and they will call to speak with you directly. And when the phone rings, it's the actual client on the other end of the phone, and it's an exclusive lead that's coming directly to you.
Okay.
You don't share the lead, you don't share the position. And then once you are speaking with the client, if it happens to be sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, that's an unqualified call. If it happens to be somebody seeking employment with your company or asking for a service you don't provide, that's an unqualified call. If somebody happens to be looking for a service that you don't provide or outside of your service radius, then that's an unqualified call. The caller has to be requesting estimate over the phone, and you give estimate over the phone, or they have to be requesting estimate face-to-face so for you to come out and bid the job in order for your budget to be charged.
Okay.
It's a better qualified lead. And that's pretty much the long and the short of it. I don't have any way of knowing how much your lease would cost at this moment because it's not available in your area. If it becomes available in your area, then I would be able to say, okay, and leads are approximately, you know, $57 to $87 or whatever that number looks like for your area.
Okay.
Okay.
What are leads like that run in other areas?
It really, truly just depends.
Depends.
It truly depends on the area. Each state and area is different. It depends on density. It depends on what services that you're requesting. Like, so, for example, your zip code is 84129, right?
Correct.
Do you know any zip codes surrounding you?
I don't off the top of my head.
Is 84123 one? Is that a number?
I think there's quite a few with low numbers around here.
Let's see. That's Salt Lake. Okay, so if we're looking in Salt Lake, which is not too far from where you're at, right?
Right.
Okay, cost per qualified lead is $58.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty affordable.
Is that in construction?
That's general contracting, and that's got a heavy emphasis on remodeling.
Well, do you have leads in Utah?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Well, can I get qualified leads here in Salt Lake and other areas?
So it depends on where the business is physically located, and everything has to match. So if your physical location for your business is the 84129, yeah, and Google Guarantee is not available in your area, then I can't verify you in that area. So your documents have to match. Your business documents have to match your Google business profile, because we submit that to Google to get you guaranteed. And that goes through the background check. So if the documents don't match, the driver's license don't match the location of the business, they're not going to approve you.
Because I work all over the valley.
I understand. But the verification process is through where the business is physically located. Mm-hmm.
That's too bad.
It is terrible. But it doesn't, there, don't lose hope, because it will become available at some point, and I will constantly be checking on it to see if it's available in your area, because it's like, one day we're going to wake up and it's just going to be available in your area because they have enough contractors and they're requesting it. Now, that's not to say that there aren't contractors servicing your area, but they didn't start their business in Taylorsville. So, it's not our rules. It's Google's rules, and they kind of suck sometimes, so I understand. It can be tough.
Okay.
I do have another option available to you if you're interested. Have you ever done any advertisement with Yelp, Leo?
No, I haven't.
Okay. How do you feel about client messages coming through an app?
Client messages coming through an app?
Yeah.
Explain a little more.
Absolutely.
Familiar with it.
I understand. So if you have a client who's messaging you through Facebook or messaging you through Yelp, are you going to be able to respond to them within 10 to 30 minutes?
Most of the time, but maybe not all of the time.
But mostly.
Sometimes you're doing something you just can't drop.
Yeah. Sometimes you're busy working.
Yeah. But
God,
I mean, there's
forbid,
some
right?
things you can't stop on. You have to complete.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
Your concrete setting up or your countertop you just made is epoxy, and you just can't leave it. You've got a timetable. You've got to work. Most of the time I could, but not all the time.
Right. I understand, absolutely. But most of the time you could, because most of the time you're not in that specific situation every time. So it looks
correct.
Like Yelp ads would be a good fit for you. Yelp ads is $4.99 a month, and it's month to month. There's no contract. It does give you $100 additional ads, so we get boost promotions. You pay $4.99, and normally $100 of that is going directly to the management fee as well as profile enhancements through Yelp. It's like the fee that we pay. But for the first 6 months, they're giving the new businesses that we sign up additional $100 kickback and boost promotion in ads. So basically, you're getting the full $4.99 in ads. The $4.99 package does include complete profile enhancement. So I don't know if you've ever looked at your Yelp page, but it's just a standard page, which is quite efficient. However, it's lacking photos, it's lacking reviews, it's lacking some other information, and it does have some competitors showing on your page. So what a Yelp enhancement would do is it's going to take your competitors off your page, and we're going to go ahead and enhance the page. So we're going to give it better profile pictures. We're going to make sure that it has all the portfolios. We're going to help you with review generation. But most importantly, it's going to make your Yelp page stand out. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's an entire set of folks out there in the world that we call Yelpers. And they literally Yelp like everything. That's how they get plumbers and electricians and water damage specialists. And that's how they choose to to, that's the search engine that they choose to use because it's the third largest leading search engine. So it is quite popular. And as a Yelp advertising partner, we will optimize, run, and track your campaign better than anybody could. But most importantly, you're going to get those calls and texts and as well as messages coming directly to you with location targeting, and we're going to be focusing on the main keywords and services that you want to provide. So our clients have taken advantage of the Yelp ads, Leo. The turnaround time to have the ads up and running and live with calls coming directly to them is about 3 to 5 days. And our clients that also have ran these Yelp ads and allowed us to run these campaigns for them on their behalf have seen such great success. They get additional between 7 and 8 phone calls weekly.
Wow. Probably some people are just kicking the tires, but some are probably interested in doing something.
Right.
One of the situations I've run across with another ad service that I've used is I get hooked up with a lot of Spanish speakers and I don't speak Spanish. And so they don't even want to talk to me.
Yeah, and that doesn't seem fair, right?
No, it's not fair at all.
About, did you go with like Thumbtack or Porch or... Oh, it's HomeAdvisor.
Networks.
Oh, networks. Okay. Oh, so you're no stranger to that pay per lead situation. I see you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, this is the thing is there for the Spanish speaking folks, there is like a Spanish, they could set it in Spanish and it goes that way so that they get the Spanish providers. Cause obviously there's going to be providers that, and you know, we're in the United States, so there's going to be providers that are fully Spanish and able to help them out like that. So we will set your profile to English so that you're getting the English speaking clients coming to you.
So, yeah. So I don't get a specific number of leads, but I get a service of ads. Is that how it works?
That's how it works. Your average cost per click, what you're looking at, is about $14 to $17. And it shows me here that in the last 30 days that there was 93 searches done in your surrounding areas. So looking at that, let me see here. You're looking at an average, but about $20, $25 per lead is like what it's going to average out to about, you know, when we're looking at this 20, 25, max of 30, when we're looking at this. Because like you said, you are going to get some tire kickers. We're not going to say it doesn't happen. But the cool thing about the Yelp ads is this, when they go in and they're requesting a new countertop, right? They need an estimate. They want you to come out. They're going to click start a request or request a quote. And it's going to ask them a series of questions that are specific to your organization. Perhaps things like, you know, how big is the space that you're looking to cover? What is the dimensions of this space? Is this kitchen? Is this, dining room? Is this bathroom? Are we looking in the garage? Is this a laundry room countertop that you're looking to replace? Situations like that. So when the lead comes over to you, Leo, you have all that information directly in front of you. The lead literally has the client's information, and it's them that sent the message. So when it comes through to you, you're able to respond directly. You're able to say, hey, you know, I can come out and bid today. I have available appointment time at X, Y, or Z, or I can come out tomorrow and I can give you a bid on the job. And I, you know, you're looking at approximately, you know, I don't know, $10 to $2,500 for this space. Obviously, no estimate is set in stone until it's given in writing, you know, things like that. so that you have an option to go ahead and throw your hat in the ring. And the people who respond within 10 to 30 minutes and they respond with, you know, an appointment time that they can come out and a phone number, hey, you can call me directly at this, those people see a huge amount more success than people who don't. So we give you all the best tips and practices to use Yelp because we want it to be successful for you. With the Yelp ads, this is all 100% month to month. There's no contract on it. So if you give it a go and you get some leads from it, which we have seen our clients be very successful, you're going to continue keeping the product. And if you give it a go and it's not successful for you, obviously you're not going to continue with the product, right?
Right, and that's kind of where I'm at with what I'm doing. I'm spending about $500 a month, but the leads I get just aren't good.
They're doo-doo.
They just aren't good leads. Some of them, the people have swore at me and say they never signed up for any leads or things like that, and it's not been a good scenario.
That's terrible.
The last three that I had were all Spanish, and I couldn't communicate with them. And it's not a very productive thing.
Right. That networks just hasn't been good for you, it sounds like.
No, it's not filled the bill very well.
Well, I think you would like this a lot. It's 100% tax write-off on your end of your business taxes, and it allows you to, it allows you to go ahead and ensure that you're getting the messages and everything coming directly to you. It is not absolutely exclusive, so I'm not going to say that other contractors don't get the leads. They do. It goes out to about three other guys.
Oh, it's not an exclusive, huh?
This one isn't, no. Not with the Yelp ads. Our clients have seen great success with it, though. We wouldn't offer it to you if they hadn't. I just like to be upfront about everything. That way you're not getting the wrong impression. You know, because again, that's why I asked you, hey, do you think most of the time you'd be able to...
I need to take another call right now.
I can hold if you want.
Okay, just hold a second.
Yeah, take your time.
Hello?
Hey, I'm still here.
Uh-oh, I missed my other call.
Do you need
They're
me
calling
to
about my computer, and I need to find out about it. It's down,
okay.
And
I understand.
I got to get it up.
Do you want me to call you back in a few minutes?
If you would, I appreciate
will.
It so much.
I will. I'll call you in a few. No worries.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right, Leo. Bye.